you're listening to Connecting Faith. I don't have a particularly good doctor. You know, went and talked to him the other day. I said, "Doctor, it hurts when I do this." He said, "Well, don't do that." So, no. I could use a good physical therapist like Lisa Marone, who knows how to, you know, help you work through your aches and pains, which are common from time to time. But what do you do if your aches and pains are persistent? We're going to talk about it today with Lisa Marone. That's the focus of her Monday Health Minute, and we always love the opportunity to get together with her. Lisa's a physical therapist, professor, author, and speaker, is encouraging us, as always, to get healthy, for heaven's sake. And she's authored a number of books. And Lisa, welcome back to Connecting Faith.
Neil, great to be with you again today.
So let's talk about those persistent aches. If we've got them, what do we do?
You know, it seems that we get them more and more as we age, don't we? You kind of go to bed, you feel great, and you wake up, and you feel like someone beat you up sometimes. And so things happen as we age, and our joints are really just beautifully designed. But, you know, as part of original sin, we are designed with parts that have an expiration date. And so they do tend to start to wear out. And what we need to do ahead of the game is to really be good to our joints so that we can make sure that we don't wear them down before they're supposed to be worn down. And so, you know, as a physical therapist, I'm always teaching my patients body ergonomics, the way that we should move, that we don't want to do repetitive activities over and over again. But what happens, Neil, when your job requires you to do repetitive things like mine does? And so my hands take a beating and my back might be overworked sometimes. And so beyond taking care of ourselves, sometimes we just need to know what to do when it hurts.
Well, and of course, I guess, you know, we know that there's various treatments. You can do heat, we can do ice. Maybe let's talk about that before we get to maybe supplements or medications. So is there a rule of thumb for heat or ice?
Well, one thing that is very important with that question with heat or ice is what has happened to your joint. So if you have, tripped down a stair and twisted your ankle and your ankle is swollen, maybe it's even red, when we're looking at that situation, we want to put ice on that. That's an inflammatory condition that needs some icing for a few days. If you have pain, maybe you strained your back somewhere and you were doing some yard work and you have significant pain, then by significant, I mean on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 has you pulling into the emergency room at the hospital. I'm talking anything about a 5 or over. When you have intense pain like that, you're going to want to ice. That's going to be your best bet. That's going to take down the muscle spasm. It's going to take down the inflammation. It's going to modify the pain best. But if we have lower level aches and pains, if you're old and you know you have this arthritic knee or you have arthritis in your neck, oftentimes those pains I find in my patients are best comforted by something warm or something warm and moist. So that's how I teach my patients to decipher whether they should ice something or heat something.
So, lots of pain relief medications, not all the same. Any sort of basics in terms of a primer there?
Yeah, there's another great topic right there. First of all, if you're medicating yourself, and that would mean like you're using non-prescription medications, such as Tylenol or Aleve or Motrin, there is a difference between those medicines that I also educate my patients on. I don't prescribe medication as a physical therapist. I need to make that clear. But if you take a pain reliever like Tylenol, you can take that when your pain is great. You can just say, I'll just take 2 Tylenol now, and then maybe you don't take it for a number of days. But you cannot treat Motrin or ibuprofen or Aleve the same way. Those are called non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, NSAIDs for short. And the way that you take those effectively is you need to build up a certain level in your bloodstream, and then you need to maintain that level for at least 4 days. And so if you're going to pop Motrin like every once in a while, it's not going to be as effective. So if you do have a flare-up of a pain in your body or you have just injured yourself and you go for a non-steroidal drug like Motrin, then you're going to want to put it in your body and keep it at that level. Don't miss your dosings of it throughout the next 4 days or so. And if your doctor has then prescribed you anti-inflammatories, please take them that way, as prescribed. Don't just take them willy-nilly because they're not painkillers that can be just taken once here and once there.
Well, I know that in your column, you're talking about supplements, and of course, a lot of people are interested in that. So what are some of your favorites, and what do they do?
Yeah, you know, I went this way, Neil, for myself. I have a stomach sensitivity to prescription strength anti-inflammatories, or even the over-the-counter ones. If I were to take them for 4 days in a row, my intestines would not be happy. And so I needed to start looking for things that were naturally occurring that wouldn't bother my stomach. And one of the things that is most commonly out there and is taken for joint pain is either glucosamine or chondroitin, or a combination of glucosamine chondroitin. And what those things are they are naturally occurring components of either the cartilage in your joints or the fluid that fills your joints. And so they are touted to increase water retention, which is a good thing for lubrication, or to just help your joints have a little bit more of a lubrication within them so that the bones and the cartilage don't wear against one another. Now, that said, there are a number of studies out there that will say everything from, well, we find a moderate improvement with glucosamine chondroitin, or we find absolutely no improvement. And so what I tell my patients is this, all of the studies show that you need to be on it for a good 3 months before you really know if it works for you. And there's absolutely no side effects to glucosamine or chondroitin or to take them together. It's a really safe thing to try out. And so since you don't know who you are and how your body's going to respond to something, it's certainly worth a three-month trial to see if you feel better, your joints feel better, whether it's a knee, whether it's hands, what have you, on those meds, on those supplements after about 3 months. So that's one of them.
Okay. You mentioned a couple others. We got a few minutes left. Let's just touch on those.
Okay. One that I love is bromelain. Bromelain is a substance that you can find in a vitamin shop somewhere in your neighborhood. And bromelain, on the bottle, will often say that it's a digestive supplement. It's an enzyme that's taken from pineapples. And what it does is it's a great anti-inflammatory. This really helped me with a foot issue that I was having. And it's something that can be taken safely. And, hey, if it helps your digestive problems as well, that's even a double bang for your buck. But bromelain is a great natural supplement. It's even used or prescribed by oral and plastic surgeons before they do their surgeries because of its anti-inflammatory properties. So that's something I love. And let's see.
We've got two minutes, so we want to talk tart cherry juice?
Where I wanted to go, Neil. Tart cherry juice is such a great supplement. That's also, you can find that in your natural food section in your supermarket even these days. Tart cherry juice is a natural anti-inflammatory. It also is a natural source of melatonin, which is something that helps you to fall asleep and stay asleep. And because it's dark, dark red, it's chock full of antioxidants. So it's like a three-for-all, you know. And so it's a great product to take. If you cannot stomach anti-inflammatories, like I cannot stomach them, do not try tart cherry juice. Because I started taking it, and I thought, oh, this is a great thing. And after a week, my stomach was in an uproar, and I thought, oh, okay. Because this has a very similar effect as a non-steroidal anti-inflammatory.
So, you know, an ounce isn't a lot, but if you have any stomach issues at all, don't take more than recommended.
Yeah, you know, and it's hard to find recommendations for exactly how much to take, but it's about an ounce of the tart cherry juice. You're going to want to dilute it in some water or sparkling soda in order just to take that tartness away. But at nighttime, I tell people, take it a half an hour before bed because it also has that wonderful melatonin in it, and it'll help you to sleep better as well.
Supplements that calm joint inflation. That was the Monday Health Minute from Lisa Marone. Lisa, if people want to sign up for that and get it on their own, we have you on every other Monday, but you send it out each week. So tell us where to find
out. Yes, they can sign up at lisamarone.com. That's MORRONE.com. And on the top right-hand corner of the homepage, you can just put your email address and you can get these tips every Monday to your mailbox.
All right, get a Monday Health Moment with Lisa Marrone, M-O-R-R-O-N-E, lisamarrone.com. Lisa's physical therapist, professor, author, and speaker, encouraging us to get healthy, for heaven's sake, title of one of her great books. I always appreciate having her on today. Lisa, blessings to you. Have a wonderful week.
Thank you. You as well.
You've been listening to Connecting Faith. If you missed part of today's program, want to go back and hear more about blended families or maybe about some supplement information there, you can always find interviews posted online. Go to the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com. That's myfaithradio.com.